Hello, this is the third and final podcast on color, and it is based on an article like the others. This one is by Stephen Few, and it's titled Uses and Misuses of Color. And three very simple pieces of advice are offered here. The first piece of advice is to use soft colors except when highlighting. So we've sort of heard this before. So the thing that's different here is not just analogous colors, but soft colors. The graphs that people create frequently overuse intense colors. Now, I think this is because they typically use the default colors that are given. It's the easiest thing to do and the least amount of work. Bright dancing colors, however, might be a useful way to entertain infants, but these colors can adversely affect adults. Item number two, or piece of advice number two, use the same color except when associated with differences in meanings. So we've heard this over and over and over. A difference invites our brains to ask, what is the meaning of this difference? When we vary colors in a graph, if those differences don't mean anything, they engage the viewer's brain in wasted processing and distract from the message. Many software products make it easy to produce senseless variety in graphs. Piece of advice number three, use a single neutral background color. The background of a graph, especially in the plot area, should consist of a single color. When you use different color backgrounds to group more than one graph, you still want for any particular graph to have a single color in it. So this podcast was very short. It's just meant to serve as a summary and give some final advice for using color. It is up to you now to use color effectively in your designs to tell the story that you want to tell.